Hello and welcome to Life, Lemons and the Law, a Clark Wilmot podcast series about life-changing experiences of all kinds and the people involved. We'll discuss the immediate impact of those events as well as the long-term, often positive consequences. On this episode, Helen Woolwork, who, together with her family, responded to the chaos and uncertainty of the pandemic by starting a project that has spiraled wildly but delightfully out of control. Helen, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Helen. I'm the firm's development and wellbeing manager, and I sit within the HR team. I've been with Clark Wilmot for about 11 years. I met my husband at university at Newcastle, and we've got two children, age 8 and 10, a boy and a girl. We rent a barn on a farm in Wales, great country outside living.
Okay, let's rewind a couple of years back into the midst of the pandemic and lockdown. As a parent, how did you cope with homeschooling?
It was fairly relentless. It felt like a longer period of time than perhaps it was. And there were days when I thought I was doing quite well, but there were other days, and there were plenty of days like this, that weren't quite so good. The children did not want to engage in homeschooling at all. They'd just much rather do their own thing and play outside. And I had to just let some of those days go. It just wasn't worth the battle and the aggro of trying to get them to sit down and engage with homeschooling. I guess what I found most stressful was that I could see their task list accumulating, the task list that came through from the school. It was the equivalent of a completely out of hand inbox. It was awful. And it really stressed me out. When I look back at it, I think in that time, at that situation, we probably did as much as we could. And that just had to be good enough.
I know that for lots of kids, there was no school, no friends around them. And it was a tough time for kids. Did you worry?
I did worry about the kids in lockdown. Yes, I think at the time they were age 6 and 8, and suddenly no school, not being able to see friends, any structure we had was removed. And yes, it was a daunting time. We had to create new structures and incorporate homeschooling, which is a whole other story. It was a long road to, we didn't know where, and it was a scary time, as it was for a lot of people. And I also worried about myself and my husband. I was on furlough, and our structures had been removed with the added sort of responsibility of ensuring the kids were okay as well. And I guess that's where we had time to get busy in the garden. We already had a small veg patch that my husband had created on the farm where we live, where we rent, where we could experiment with growing veg to sustain our family. And it was a combined interest, really, my passion of food and cooking and eating and my husband's passion of gardening. But during lockdown, we had the time to make more beds and extend the vegetable patch. And we all got involved. It was a family project, and it gave us something to focus on. It gave us purpose. And most importantly, it gave us sort of time together to get outside, which was a real mood booster, which is what we all really needed at that time.
What did the plot of land, which is now your vegetable farm almost, what did it look like before you started? What was it?
It was basically a field. It's a field just behind our house. The farmer uses it for his cattle, but we figured if we fenced off a section of it, he wouldn't really miss it too much. So obviously, with his permission, that's exactly what we did. Yeah, it was just essentially an empty field.
Do you just dig a hole and put seeds in? Is it that simple, or is there more to it?
No. So there was a lot of prep work that we had to do before we could even think about what we wanted to plant. We decided early on that we wanted to follow what's called a no-dig gardening technique. So we had to cover the ground in cardboard, and then you layer it with compost, and then you plant directly into the compost. So I was doing shuttle runs to town to collect old cardboard boxes, bring that cardboard home, strip off all of the staples and sellotape, and then you put that on the ground, layer it with compost, and then you plant directly onto the compost.
So how big an area have you covered with old cardboard boxes?
I think it's about 50 10-metre beds. It's 3/4 of an acre, approximately.
Okay, covered in cardboard.
Yes, that's a lot of cardboard.
It is. It's a lot of cardboard. It's a lot of compost. I love a story about a project getting wildly out of hand.
Well, I think as time went on through lockdown, I think we both realised that we were probably growing more veg than the four of us could possibly eat. Our neighbours were already benefiting from plenty of free veg. And I think in the back of our mind, we both wondered where we could go with it, whether we could sell it, what that might look like. We talked about the what ifs, but it was just talk, really. We didn't ever really dare to believe that it would ever get that far. And at the time, during lockdown, we were really just enjoying being outside and doing it as a hobby. We didn't plan any further than that.
Was there a point, Helen, when you felt that you'd taken on too much, when the vegetable garden had got out of control, when you had too many tons of courgettes? Was there a bit when you panicked, when it wasn't plain sailing?
Well, I think for me, the real turning point, and I remember it well, it was actually in May 2020. My husband came into the kitchen that morning with just the biggest amount of salad leaves, a great big trunkful load of beautiful looking salad leaves. And my jaw fell to the floor and I thought, what are we going to do with all of this salad leaves? And we both looked at each other, and that realization of that what if is now. And, you know, we've got to sell this salad, and we've got to sell it quick because it's not going to last. So completely adrenaline fueled. A couple of hours later, I'd cobbled together a Facebook page so we could advertise that we were selling salad leaves. I had portioned them up and bagged them and decorated them with edible flowers from the garden. And later on that evening, I drove these salad leaves in the back of my car in a big cool box down to the main village. And we sold all of the salad. The kids came too, and we got such a buzz from it. It was a busy and epic day. But it was great fun. And I think for us, that's where it all started, really. And we're about to start our third season of doing seasonal veg boxes for customers.
Was there a point at which, Helen, your kids said, do you know what, Mum, I don't want to dig in the mud anymore? Was there a low point in either of these undertakings?
Yes, is the answer to that question. There have been plenty of low points. Sundays are really hard work for us both. Every Sunday for 6 months, all through the summer, it's a 12 to 14 hour day our feet. Just the two of us, or the four of us, if the kids want to join in. And we're out there harvesting veg, whatever the weather. And I remember it was Halloween last year, actually. It was awful weather, absolutely awful. It's one of those days where it hammers it down with rain, relentless rain, it doesn't stop. And we got absolutely soaked. The veg was covered in mud, so it took so much longer to clean. And we got really, really cold. It was absolutely freezing. It was an awful day. But there are plenty of sunny Sundays too, when I genuinely couldn't think of anything I'd rather do than be pottering in the garden with the vegetables. So there's definitely pros and cons, definitely sacrifices as well. We can't go away for any length of time, and it's a huge commitment.
It sounds like you sort of had a small vegetable plot in your mind, and you've ended up with like a small holding.
Yes, we've got chickens too, eggs that we sell, and we've had pigs with the community, with our neighbours as well. Yes, it's turned into a much bigger thing, and therefore a big commitment than we ever kind of envisaged. But actually, we're just rolling with it and we're enjoying it. It's a journey. I don't know where it'll end up.
But honestly, what vegetable are you sick of the sight of? There must be something.
That's a really difficult one to answer.
Come on.
We do end up with a glut of some stuff. So courgettes, we've sometimes had a lot of. And you just have to think creatively. I've made courgette cake, courgette soup. And yeah, sometimes you do get a bit sick of some items. We either sell it, or the chickens eat it, or it goes back into the compost if we've got too much of anything.
What do the children eat in the dark months of winter? Is it turnip stew?
There's a lot of turnip, a lot of parsnips, and a lot of kale, which luckily we all quite like, but it's not the most popular veg.
So, huge project, possibly didn't start out thinking it was going to grow as big as it has. Has that undertaking ever led to any conflict?
I think it's fair to say, like every couple, we have our fair share of ups and downs and challenges.
Have you ever thought, I wish we weren't doing this? I wish I just bought my vegetables in the grocers or the supermarket. I wish I didn't have to get up and spend 12 hours in the garden.
A little bit of trepidation I get around this time of year when we've had a few months off and it's that sort of feeling of, oh my goodness, we're about to start again. Every year, I think, what have we started? And we managed to get through the 6 months, but it's such a busy time. And I think the pinch point often comes on a Sunday night when we get back and we're absolutely exhausted and we both look at each other and it's like, right, whose turn is it to cook dinner? We live too far away from anywhere to do home deliveries or takeaways, so someone's got to cook. And that can quite often be the last straw.
Why do it then? Is there a bigger, wider benefit to you personally and to your family? I mean, more than just the vegetables.
Well, it's been hugely rewarding. People refer to it as the good life. It's not an easy life. It's tough. There's always lots to do. It's given the kids responsibility. It's, you know, it's their job to let the chickens out in the morning and put them to bed. There's always watering and planting and stuff to do in the garden. But it's just so rewarding. It's such a pleasure to be able to go out into the back and harvest the veg that we're going to eat for supper that night and to share that with locals who love it. And I think for me, a big part of it is when I hear the feedback we get from people who are enjoying our veg. It makes it all the worthwhile.
What have you learned from all of it?
I've learned a huge amount in the last 2 to 3 years, not just about cooking and growing veg, but I've learned a lot about myself as well and what's possible and what's achievable if you put your mind to something. I've learned that it's really never too late to learn new skills, and it's made me much more efficient in how I use my time and what I choose to spend my time on as well. And I've been regularly out of my comfort zone on a very regular basis, but I've learned that that's okay too. Lots of things have made me more resilient to be able to work through challenges and setbacks that we've had, and we've had plenty of those. I guess the main thing, it's really given me appreciation for being outside and how important that is to me as a person and my well-being. I don't have to travel far and I don't have to spend money in my leisure time. For me, it's really about finding enjoyment close to home and appreciating what's on my doorstep outside and enjoying that with those that are close to me.